You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is Candy by Krauss. Stick around, we'll be having a kōrero after this. Zoe. Aisha's not right.
It's not.
Look.
Of course it's not.
Of course it's not right.
Oh my God.
We're very gullible here. And also we just trust the listeners.
We get up so early.
That's our excuses. That was Krauss with Candy. Beautiful, beautiful track. And we have got Krauss on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. So nice to chat to you. It's been a wee while, and I'm excited to see that you're heading off on tour of Aotearoa. It's called The Mommy Returns, which is a great, very sort of John Waters-esque title for a tour. How are you feeling?
I'm incredibly psyched to go on tour again. I think it was 2018 the last time I was able to do that. And even just to get out of Auckland,
yeah,
it's pretty exciting. Yeah, and I haven't performed since July last year. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I'm sure that you've been, you know, squirreling away, making some sounds, experimenting with some sounds. Every time I see you perform, it's like a whole new world that you've created in the time since. What have you been doing in this last wee while?
Yeah, I've been super productive the first half of this year. I got a lot of new material. Like more than half the set is brand new stuff. So
wow.
That's part of why I'm excited. Yeah, so it's all electronic stuff. Yeah, real psychedelic vibe. I'm really proud of what I'm doing at the moment. So yeah, it's it feels like a risky time to go on tour still.
Totally.
With COVID.
Totally.
But yeah, I'm gonna be like heavily masked up and so should
the audience.
Yeah,
we should all be masking for each other at the moment.
Yeah, I mean you know, I just want to take the chance to say to your listeners, like, especially if an artist is on tour, like if they get sick, it's really, apart from the health risk, it's potentially a lot of money.
Totally.
Down the drain, and it's they're taking a risk to go out on the road at the moment, so masking is very appreciated. Yeah,
absolutely. And we're seeing that overseas, big conversations about that happening at the moment, where I guess touring has been happening for a few months now, and we're definitely getting a big push from musicians to please mask up if you're coming out to gigs. So I think you're one of a chorus asking for that, Krauss, and it's definitely very fair and very wise to be talking about that at the moment.
I think it's not just like the musicians also, I mean, it's also bar staff, yep, and support crew and other patrons. I mean, yeah, it's really important. Yeah.
It's all the whole ecosystem, eh? We're all looking after each other at the moment, and we've been good at doing that over the last couple of years, so I'm sure we can keep it up. I am excited to see what you've been working on. Every time I see you, you seem to have a new bit of kit or something cool and strange that you've whipped together from various things lying around the Audio Foundation or your own house. What are you using, you know, hardware wise at the moment?
Well, currently I've got pretty high tech sort of setup. It's a couple of synthesizers made by a Swedish company called Electron. They make the Octatrack, which is their most famous piece of gear. But I really sort of like invested in some kind of really professional equipment. And part of that is because I'm a disabled person. Just having stuff that's really powerful but portable is really good for traveling. So yeah, but it's also opened up a whole kind of sonic like sound palette for me, that I'm able to do quite complex kind of really interesting rhythms that I haven't been able to do before. So that's a big focus of what I'm doing. Yeah.
Are you someone who sits down with an idea and tries to sort of articulate the idea using the tech and the gear you've got at hand? Or are you someone who has a play around with the hardware you've got and sees where that takes you?
What I often do is have sessions where I'm doing just focusing on sound design.
Oh, we might have just lost Krauss. I'm sure that he will pop back. I have faith. Hello, there we are. We lost you for a tiny second There we go.
Sorry. I was just saying, I usually start with sound design. So I'll just kind of be making cool sounds, not trying to make a track, and just sometimes even spending a week just focusing on that. And then I've got a pool of sounds that I can sit down and that'll kind of suggest song ideas when you've got sort of sounds already made to play with. So yeah.
You also have, I think you're really good at creating like a feeling or a world around a track through the title as well. I think you sort of make these beautiful noises and then anchor it, like the song we just heard, Candy. It's what that song sounds like, you know. Does the name come first? Does the idea come first? How does that sort of process happen for you?
Yeah, the titles are super important when you're working with instrumental music, because it's the only way to really have any kind of literal content or statement.
Yeah.
So I usually I keep a list of title ideas, because, you know, like just out of conversations with people or something I've read or seen in a video or something, you know, or a movie, ideas will come. And so I keep a big list, and then when it comes time to putting a release together, I'll kind of match titles to pieces. Yeah. And that's usually quite a fun part of the album making process.
I'd love to see the notes app on your phone. I'm sure it's stacked.
It's a lot of ridiculous jokes that often don't really end up being used. Like the Mommy Returns, that was just a title that I thought of that was kind of too silly to use as an album title. I mean, the tour name is part of the meaning of it is that I'm getting to visit my mum.
Well, that's very nice.
Because yeah, I haven't seen her since last January. So that's because she's in the South Island. So yeah,
you are going to be playing with a bunch of cool people. I mean, up here in Pāmaki, we're going to see you with Ron Gallipoli's An Imposter. I want to ask you a little bit about this in a minute, but let's get a sense for some of the other people you're going to be sharing the stage with. Down in Dunedin, you've got Sewage, Guardians, and Murder Bike. Fantastic names going on there. Who are these people?
I'm so stoked about that lineup. They're definitely some of the most amazing musicians in the country, all of those people. Sewage is Gabriel and Ro. Ro was based up here for a while. They're a two-piece of just like, basically just kind of fire music would be the description, just like really intense drums and saxophone duo.
Wow.
They're just phenomenal. They've been playing together since they were in high school. They're brilliant. Guardians is one of the members is Lance, who was in King Loser, and he was in Spud, I think, originally in the 80s. So, he's great. And Murder Bike are like an electronic duo that have been around for a long time. I'm not sure if they play very much anymore, so that's pretty cool to have them.
Totally.
ISO, who's in Murder Bike, is in the Futurians as well, which is a group that I was in briefly when they started, when I used to live in Dunedin. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. It'll be a nice return to that scene for you then.
It's like a homecoming thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've also got Crone playing with you in Pōneki. Tell us a wee bit about Crone.
I haven't seen Crone yet. I've only heard their recordings, but yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to seeing them. They're like an electronic duo. They do like very intense, dark, atmospheric kind of, I guess, techno. Like quite a contrast, like in terms of vibe from what I'm doing. I think they're going to be like really overwhelmingly powerful live act, I would imagine. So yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I haven't seen Crone, but it's on my sort of musical bucket list because they look like they put on an amazing show as well. I want to hear a bit about Ron Gallipoli. People listening may or may not know Ron Gallipoli. He's a bit of a sort of enigma about town. But you're going to be performing with Ron Gallipoli's An Imposter in Tāmaki and also in Kirikiriroa. What can you tell us about the world of Ron Gallipoli?
So he was in Sharpie Crows and has since been going solo for a long time. But what he's doing for these shows is he's been writing a rock opera, or sometimes he describes it as a song cycle. And he's got a band together, which is an absolute supergroup of people, which is I.E. Crazy, Francis LeBeau, and the pianist Hermione Johnson, and Jackson, who was, I think, the drummer in Sharpie Crows as well. So I'm really not sure exactly what to expect. Like, anyone doing a rock opera in 2022 it's just super fascinating, and I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be very interesting knowing Ron.
It's going to be very interesting. I think you never know what to expect walking into Ron, but you know it's going to be exciting and very, very cool. Whatever it is, this is super cool. I'm so pleased that you're heading out on tour. You will be playing here in Tāmaki at the Polish Club on the 28th of May. Where's the Polish Club, Krauss?
It's in Morningside. It's like I haven't actually been there yet. It's sort of like a community hall kind of thing. It is an actual Polish association. I've heard like there's a lot of pictures of the Pope and stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, I think it's going to be interesting just to you know, play in a different space. I think it's still pretty central. Morningside's still central Auckland, so
yeah,
it shouldn't be
train too, line. Nice, easy train line.
Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'm super excited to see you perform. I think we're going to listen to The Land of Compliments now, another excellently titled track. Thank you so much, Krauss, for speaking with us. Under the Radar is the place to go for tickets. We'll see you on the 28th of May.
All right, thank you. See ya. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.